Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show. This is Primarily Paranormal. Boop, boop, we're coming to you live. At Fort Walton Beach, Florida, we got Mr. Bob Weber in the house.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here, and we're sorry we're a little late. We got our signals mixed up, and doggone it, it happened.
A little bit of bad weather, but it's all good. It's all good. We're on air. We've got a special guest tonight.
We've got Tammy Rosenfield with Salt Lake City Paranormal.
Mm-hmm. And looking forward to it.
And I hope she's in the queue right now. But this is Primarily Paranormal. We come on every Monday night, 7 o'clock. We talk about the paranormal, as well as the, if time permits, towards the end, we do. Tina will do some psychic mini readings.
There you go.
But what's been going on?
Oh, my gosh, been totally busy. Everything's been good. We did lose a little bit of power. And, you know, naturally that throws our show off just a little bit. Just a little bit, and I hope Tammy's still online, waiting patiently.
That's right. We'll double check. We do have a caller in the queue, and I'm assuming that's going to be her because, we'll double check that here in a second. But did you light any candles?
I did. I lit a white one tonight.
All right.
Just because the weather has been so bad and there's been a lot going on, over the weekend, and the weather has just been horrific. With the storms and all the rain that we have had, and naturally, when I get a little bit upset or, you know, a miff about things, I light a white candle. It helps me with purification. It also helps me, you know, to focus and release negativity. So anybody out there, if you're looking into something that might help you a little bit in reference to candles, check out Google. Just go to Google, color meanie, and pull it up.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to check this caller, and hopefully it's Tammy. Let's bring her on right away, okay? All right, and bring it on, area code 315. Is this Tammy?
Yep, this is Tammy.
Oh, thank
there
God. Thank you for being so patient. We apologize for being late.
You're welcome.
Well, as I always say, better late than never. But absolutely. But and I know that you are the founder of Salt Lake City Paranormal. Is that correct?
Actually, I am the founder of Salt City Paranormal Investigations out of Syracuse, New York.
Okay.
Syracuse was formerly called the Salt City because they found salt around Onondaga Lake area.
Oh, thank you for correcting us.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for correcting. But why don't you tell us about your organization, how long you've been founded, you know, how long it's been in existence?
Okay. I started my team in October of this year. Prior to that, I was case manager for another team. I have been investigating since 2010. But I've had a lot of paranormal experiences throughout my childhood and my life. So, and I wanted to just come and help people who experienced what I did as a child.
Do you think that you might be intuitive or, you know, what's going on with you? Is it just by chance that you, farmhouses and locations that you stumbled across this?
I have been told I've been I'm an empath and a sensitive. I've been seeing things since I was a preschooler. So.
Wow! Tell us about your first encounter, if you don't mind.
My first encounter, I was playing outside my grandma's house and out in the yard, and you can look across the street at the corner of, and I lived in a small town. You look across the street, and there was a corner store, and it was all boarded up, you know, and padlocked. And I saw this woman, white, she was white and almost, you know, clear, looking out at me through the attic window of the store.
Whoa.
And I was like 5 years old, 3, 4, 5. I don't remember exactly, but I know as a preschooler. And I don't know. They've always been around me, so I've
Very
always.
Good. Been everybody around you. Anybody around you? How did they react to your claims?
Who? I'm sorry.
Anybody around you? Your mom? Your dad? People around
My family, I think my whole family is sensitive. They can see things and sense things, and you know,
wow.
Growing up, my family has always experienced stuff with the paranormal, so my family's pretty open about it.
Wow. This is one of the first that we've ever had on the show where, you know, you had a positive feedback around you in reference to this. You know, this month we've been really, and last month we've been trying to bring women of the paranormal on. We've had a lot of great guys and different groups on Primarily Paranormal. So I'd like to thank you, Tammy, for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
All right. You know what we're going to do real quick? We're going to go to a quick commercial break, try to get everything lined up. We've been scrambling just because of the weather. We'll be right back,
okay.
Tammy. We'll be right back.
Hang on. You're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on Blog Talk Radio on the WGGM Radio Network. That's Greater Good Ministry. We'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal at gulfcoastparanormal.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Primarily Paranormal, and this is Greater Good Ministry Radio. Thank you, everybody out there, for tuning in tonight. We have a special guest, Tammy. She's out of, hold on. She is out.
She lives in Liverpool, New York.
There you go. And she is the founder of an investigation team, Salt City Paranormal. Are you there, Tammy?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Thank you so much for your patience. Darn weather, but we're going to do the best we can to get this rolling.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Everybody just bear with us. We're coming to you live out of North Florida, and we have had a little bit of bad weather, and this has been going on, it seems like, for days now. Oh, my gosh.
Now, do you all have a website?
Yes, we have a website. It's www.saltcityparanormalinvestigations.com.
Okay, good. I found it.
Cool.
Yep, and actually, if you just type in Salt City Paranormal, it actually comes right up there on top. So
that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow. You got a great fan. Oh, look at her little pair. She's got a. You all have got a fantastic website. Now, do y'all charge for paranormal investigations?
No, we're free and confidential, and that is one of our biggest plugs, because I believe that, you know, all cases should be confidential. You don't want to advertise that you're going into someone's home. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, Bob. And, well, I've been doing this close to 30 years, and I have never took a dime for a paranormal investigation either. And
right.
Kudos to her. There you go,
right.
To y'all. Very, very good. How many cases do y'all think that you have inquired?
Since we started, we've been doing a lot of public cases, just getting our name out there. But I've gone on a couple of private investigations. And with my old team, I did a lot of private residential cases. So we're just getting our name out there. So.
Bless your heart, bless your heart. Bob and I primarily do residential. We have done public, you know, quite a few public events and things like this also, but primarily just, you know, focus to the Air Force Base around here in Navarre and Crestview and things like that. Wow, she's interesting. This is pretty cool.
But Tammy, what would you cite as your most interesting case that you ever did or experienced?
It was with my old team, and you know, sometimes I work closely with psychics and mediums, and we went into this one home that where the family, the children, were being bothered by this bad ghost. The little boys actually were being bothered by this bad ghost, and the ghost turned out to be a pedophile, actually. So,
Lord have mercy. Goodness.
Yeah.
Now,
my friend.
Go ahead.
My friend Warren Reynolds, who I work closely with on some cases, actually did a cleansing, and you know, of the place, but it was just the family was terrified, and you know, that's what really pulls my heartstrings, is families that are being terrified by the paranormal, because I went through that, you know.
Oh wow. You know, when you go into a location like this, do you have individuals in your team? You have access to individuals outside, you know, contact with people that is able to come in and psychologically help your, you know, in a residential situation?
Yes, I used to be a social worker, so I can make referrals outside. I know the community resources out there for people, so I can make referrals outside.
I did see that. That's why I wanted to ask. That is so cool, Tammy. Absolutely. You know, it's very, very important when you go in and you make you assess the situation. Do you have a certain game plan when you go into a location to do an investigation? Do you do longitude, latitude? You know, what is the weather conditions, and you know, what is the EMF in a location? What is your setup for a situation like this?
Before I go into a location, I look at all possible things. I look at Google Earth. I look at the earthquake, where earthquakes have been noted. I just do a lot of background research on it, you know. So, yes, I do look at those kind of things, yes.
Well, very good. Do you have any upcoming cases?
Actually, we are doing an event at Rolling Hills Asylum up here in Batavia, New York, and we're going to do a ghost hunt there August 23rd, 24th. So.
Wow. All right. Now, how many do you have on your team at this time?
We had a very small team. I only have two individuals, and they're all female. But, you know, I work with other teams. I work with DTM Paranormal out of Norwich, New York a lot, and I work with Lauren Reynolds, my psychic friend, a lot on things. So.
Far out. You know,
Paranormal.
Now,
I want
to ask a couple of sensitive things, and it's, no disrespect, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you, do you go in the cemetery?
No, not really.
I like that. Oh, my God, my new best buddy.
I do like cemeteries. I like the history of cemeteries. Like in Auburn, New York, which is in the Finger Lakes, there is a cemetery there called Fort Hill. And the history is amazing. And I like taking pictures of the tombstones and things like that. But no, I don't. I never investigated a cemetery.
Absolutely. What a beautiful thing to say. That is music to my ears. A lot of individuals, you know, no, I'm serious. You know, I guess the longer you do work in this field, you really start to realize where I did many, many years ago. It is to help the, when we do this kind of work, it is to help the living as much as it is spirit. Now, do you do any kind of provoking with you or your team?
I don't believe in provoking. I think that is, you know, because I've had experiences with negative entities in my life, I don't really provoke. I don't do any provoking at all because I don't believe in it. I think it can, like, things can, like, play with you when you provoke. So I don't do provoking at all.
Ding, ding, ding. You have passed a lot of good tests tonight. And it's so very important when you work in this field to have respect for the living and the deceased. And, okay, you know what? Have you ever, you have made mention that you have came across negative energy or entities. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
My family was homeless for a while as a teenager, and I had to live with a friend from high school, and her family, this is hard, her family was into ritual magic and was sort of into a cult, and I had a lot of negative experiences there where I saw hooded figures with red eyes. They were mostly primary black with red eyes, and I was attacked a couple of times there in the home, and then when I left the home, I think some of the things followed me, so I had all the way up to my 20s, I had experiences with negative things where one time I was bitten by one, and I'm trying not to cry because it's
No, I want you to take your time, and please, you take your time, and please do not talk about anything. We don't want you upset. I wanted you on the program because, you know, we've been friends on Facebook and you know, a few other locations for a good while. I admired you, and you know, this. I'm trying to bring women of the paranormal up. Like I said, you take your time and you don't talk about anything that makes you uncomfortable. Because here on Greater Good Ministry Radio, as far as primarily paranormal, we're trying to educate the public. Is what we're doing. And I do not want you uncomfortable. You know, if you just want to pass and go into something else, you talk about anything you want to.
No, it's good to talk about. I was traumatized all the way up to my 20s with negative things, and negative things used to terrorize me at night. I used to have dreams about demons and devils and for the longest time, and I don't know. I just started praying to God one day, and
Amen.
The stuff just, and I found myself spiritually, and the stuff went away. I mean, there is still some lingering stuff at my parents' house that needs to go, but other than that, I'm pretty much, I've gotten rid of it, and I'm a happier person.
Bless your heart. And let me tell you, you sound like a wonderful trooper, and it sounds like you are really walking in a great light. And that means a lot. It means a lot in the world of the paranormal. And have you realized, you were intuitive as a child, and you know, you've had the gift of being able to sense and see things since you were a little girl, correct?
Yes.
All right. The more you have kind of faced your fears and pushed on, do you feel more comfortable? Do you feel like you're getting more sensitive in a positive note in reference to working with the paranormal?
Yes. I am learning about my abilities more and more. More as I come into the paranormal, investigating, and a lot of my friends have helped me and said, well, this is what you are, and because I never knew what I was, and I didn't like talking about it, and I didn't like talking about the paranormal, and a lot of people befriended me because I would share my experiences with them, and they would get frightened, and so I have learned to overcome my fears because now I'm not fearful of the paranormal anymore, and I go after it now,
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, kudos to you. We're going to go to another real quick commercial break. Everybody, we've got Tammy from Salt City. Paranormal. That is so cool. I was saying it wrong, and I'm so sorry. I'm a little dyslexic myself. Something was backwards. But hold on, darling. We're going to be right back, everybody out there.
And to call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know you'd like to talk to Tammy or ask for a psychic mini reading with Tina. And you're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back after this brief message. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight, and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal,
and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at MissTina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's MissTina.com. MissTena.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, primarily paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Good Metafree Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, primarily paranormal.
All right, welcome back to Primarily Paranormal. This is
July the 8th.
I was looking over there. I'm trying to look on over there. It has been a long, long weekend, and the weather has been frightful up here in North Florida. But thank you so much to everybody out there that is tuning in tonight and the delay for the show. I hope Tammy will forgive us.
And, you know, we want to thank Greater Good Ministry Radio for having us on.
Absolutely.
Because they are that's the primary host of the show. And, you know, to learn more about Greater Good Ministry Radio and all the different programs that are offered, visit their website at www.ggmradio.com.
Absolutely.
Greater Good Ministry Radio, ggmradio.com.
Yeah, they do have a lot of hosts, different hosts.
Check out the different programming, the different hosts. You know, I mean, you're on again with Dr. Gregory Scott.
Absolutely, on Thursday.
Thursdays at 9 a.m. Central. So make sure you tune in for that hour. That's going to be a fabulous show.
It is wonderful. Very enlightening. He's a healer.
He is.
My gosh, he's good.
And you're a psychic.
Absolutely. We're a team.
They tag team. But no, it's a very enlightening hour, so it's a really good program to go to. So, but also check out the gift shop there. She's got beautiful jewelry, crystals, got a wonderful book.
Healing
in the bookstore.
Absolutely.
You know, so make sure you check out ggmradio.com. But let's bring back our guest, Tammy, and bring her on live. There she
is.
I'm so
excited.
Tammy,
she joined us tonight. Tammy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, guys.
All right. We've got so many questions, and we are just so tickled that you're joining us tonight. Absolutely.
But I always like to ask this question of people in the paranormal. Tammy, what was your very first paranormal experience that you can remember?
The one at the corner store where I saw the woman when it was around 3, 4, 5. I don't remember exactly. That's my first paranormal experience.
Whoa.
The boarded up corner store where I saw a woman apparition in the attic window.
So, oh, yeah, you were telling us about that. Wow.
And you were able later on in life, or how long did it take you to find out, or did you ever find out what was truly going on in that location?
No, I never found out. I had a lot of experiences in that village, and then I tend to stay away from that village, so I don't go back or visit. I don't do any history research on that village. I don't tell people I'm from the village. So.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. You know, it looks to me like you just got yourself up and you moved on, and was able to go forward. And a lot of people, you know, bless your heart, bless your heart. And you know, you were saying earlier that you did have support from your family in reference to what was going on with you. That is very far and few in between with a lot of people that I've ever dealt with.
Right. You know, my family experienced a lot. At night my bed used to get shaken, so it used to shake violently to the point where it used to wake me up at night. I used to hear a bouncing ball in the hallway of one of the houses my family lived in at night, footsteps. I just experienced a lot throughout my childhood. And even if I go to historical places like Gettysburg, I experienced something there, you know, or in one of the B&Bs. You know, my husband can sleep through anything, and I go to a historical location and, I see something or feel something, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Sounds
wow.
Like me.
You know, how many people do you have on your team presently? Three?
We have two, and I work closely with BTM Paranormal out of Norwich, New York, and my psychic friend Lauren Reynolds. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask about DTM. Are you affiliated with them or just a supporter of them, or are you one of the show?
Well, we're really close friends. So they owned a radio network, and I have a radio show with them called The Sisterhood of Women in the Paranormal.
I didn't know. No, I knew you had a radio show. Oh, isn't that lovely? And I'm going to tell you, this is just tickling me. Because this month, I want you to pull out all your stops. Anybody that you know that you would love to push on my show, this is just like, this is cool. You know, us women, we don't get too much credit, you know, in this kind of field. We sure do not. No, this is really cool. Beans. Serious.
Yep, and to learn about Wicked Radio.
Wicked Radio.
Yeah, DTM Wicked Radio. Just go to facebook.com/DTM Wicked Radio.
Yeah.
Go there. I'm posting that in the chat room as we speak. We try and share all that information, you know, to make people aware of all that. And, of course, I posted your website, Salt Lake City Paranormal Investigations, pluralatthend.com. So make sure you visit that, too.
Thank you, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is what happens when you start a radio show late. We're just trying to get everything rolled in. Now, Tammy, I hope you'll consider coming back on the show. Do you have any other folks that you work with on your program or in your team that would love to come on another time this month?
Yeah, I can shoot you an email about some women that you may want to have on your radio show. So.
Why don't you let everybody know one more time about your radio show, when it comes on, and what your website is.
Okay, my radio show is through BTM, Wicked Radio Network, and my radio show is called The Sisterhood of Women in the Paranormal, and we are... Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m.
And my paranormal team is Salt City Paranormal Investigations out of Syracuse, New York.
All right.
Yep, and I'm taking the website for DTMWickedRadio.com, and I'm going to post that in the chat room too, so you can
cool.
learn about their shows there.
All right.
I've only got about 100 windows open right now.
That's all right. It's all right. Next time, we're going to start 20 minutes earlier. We'll make up for it. How's the weather been up there in your area?
We've had flooding in some counties, like Oneida County, more towards the Mohawk Valley area. It's really sad, like this whole town. Like Herkimer, New York, is just like underwater. So it's very sad.
Wow. You know, blessings to everybody out there that has been fighting with such crazy, crazy weather. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this. I think that, you know, the sisterhood of women that work in the paranormal, bravo to everybody out there. I mean, men and women. Tonight, like I said, we have really decided to take some time and really pull up women that, you know, mothers, sisters, you know, moms and aunts and cousins and grandmas that work in this field. It's very, very important that we have individuals that will back each other in this sort of thing. And you do not charge for investigations. How is it you're able to do this if you don't do this? Is it out of your own pocket?
Yes. I spend a lot of money. I had some of my credit cards are messed up.
Hey, I know about that. We know about that.
What's your favorite piece of equipment?
Everyone says the digital recorder, but I think I like my night vision camcorder the best, I think. You know, I can pick up video, and I think that's the best I like. You know, I have the IR light on it. I just think it's a cool piece of equipment.
Ooh, she's got a nice piece of little equipment.
There
that's a good answer. I always said something similar to that also. You know, when I started, my gosh, we had the old box recorders and
reel to reel.
Instamatic. You know, still to this day, though.
I'm so
like,
old, I use stone and a chisel and a hammer.
But it is so beautiful. That's funny.
Caveman,
I know, I got it. No, oh my golly, Bob. Man, I just had a flashback to the past when, you know, I first started out. I was like, oh, my gosh, really? And I know you threw me back there. Sorry, Tammy, we're older.
Sometimes I just like turning off the equipment and just using your senses to just watch and listen. Just sit in a dark room and just listen.
Really quick, do you feel in the time that you said that you felt in your younger days before you were in an investigation team?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had experiences? How many times do you think that you have came across what we would what I refer to as inhuman energy?
I haven't come across as a paranormal investigator, but as on a personal level, a couple of times. Yes.
Wow. Well, that's a good, honest way of doing it. You know, over 30 years of doing it, close to 30 years, I only feel a handful of times that I've came across anything what I would refer to as inhuman. I've came across a lot of nasty, what people call ghosts.
Yeah, and you know, shadow people, I have my doubts that even shadow people, and I come across them a lot, shadow people are not even, they were never human, I think they're from a different dimension, you know. like, I've come across black clouds before and the hooded things and a guy with a hat, you know, so.
Hmm.
And to me, they're just monsters.
No, that's all right. We're just having a little bit of trouble audio-wise, but that's okay. We're doing good. Have you done very many outside on the land investigations?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
I have done that a couple. I just went to the Hinsdale House, and the Hinsdale House has, like, two books written about it, and you know, a movie was made about the Hinsdale House. It, you know, it's in the southern tier of New York State. And I feel more it was in the land than in the house, and it just comes into the house. And after our investigation, it was mostly Native American. We get a lot of Native American stuff up here in New York. And then we offered tobacco. As we gave an offering of tobacco for allowing us to be there.
Wow.
And not harm. Yeah.
But, Tam, we're getting close to the end of the show, so I want to throw out your website again. To reach Tammy and her team, it's www.saltcityparanormalinvestigations.com.
Yeah.
So make sure you visit that. It's plural, investigations at the end. Make sure you get the S.
Yep.
And go over there, visit her, check out her team, her mission statement. And, you know, I'm sure you're probably like any other team looking for people that are interested in the paranormal. And throw out your, for the radio show, visit www.dtmwickedradio.com. Visit their website.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've got all the programming there. That you can find it, and your show is again on which night? Wednesday?
Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m.
And that's Eastern time zone, right?
Yes, Eastern time.
Yeah, we're in the central here, so that's 5:30 for our, you know, people that listen to us. You know, 5:30 central.
Yeah.
30 Eastern.
And we're going to have Tammy back on. I hope you'll come back on. This is just a joy. All right.
Thank
and
you.
You know, it's just thanks to the old Mother Nature, we kind of got a little lost at the first of the programming, but we were able to bring it back up. Thank you so much, Tammy. And I will be IMing you privately if everything goes smoothly.
And we'll be talking to you soon, Tammy. Thank you for being our guest tonight.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, what a joy. Thank you.
All right.
We'll talk
Take care.
Soon.
Absolutely. But, you know, we're here on Primarily Paranormal. We're here every Monday night at 7 o'clock Central along to River Don't Rise and the Creek Don't Flood.
No kidding. I think by now we need a paddle boat. We've got over 30 streets up here in Okaloosa County that are closed down.
But,
so everybody be careful out there.
Tina returns to the daytime tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Look for her show on the Psychic Radio Network. Visit her webpage on Facebook, Psychic Tina Marie. That's T-E-N-T-E-N. And also visit her website at www.misstina.com, M-I-S-S-T-E-N-A. Take advantage of our current specials we have running, 20 minutes for $35 and 30 minutes for $50. It's been a good show.
Oh, love and light to everybody out there, and thank you, Bob. He scurried and he got us on air, and what a blessing. Thank you, Bob.
You betcha.
You better betcha. And thank you to Greater Good Ministry Radio for having us a part of the family.
Absolutely. Love and light to everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Good night, all.